Good morning. Here's some of the news for this first day of February 2016. Pundits are excited over the Iowa caucus tonight, but many observers say it won't have much effect on who is actually chosen to be the Democratic and Republican presidential candidates. Hillary Clinton campaigned at Iowa State University with gun control advocates Gabby Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly.
It is time, my friends, to stand up for common sense gun safety measures, to stand up against the gun lobby, and to turn that into a voting issue.
Meanwhile, Facebook changed its online gun sale policy. Now it bans private individuals from advertising or selling firearms. This also applies to Instagram. It comes after gun control groups have long complained that Facebook and other online sites are frequently used by unlicensed sellers and buyers not legally eligible to buy firearms. Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America was one of the groups which convinced Facebook to change its policy. They said, "This is wonderful news." They said it was unfortunate that Facebook unwittingly served as an online platform for dangerous people to get guns. Meanwhile, in other election news, the Bernie Sanders campaign is energizing voters. Part of the strategy in Iowa is to turn out the Latino vote. This in response to Trump's hate-mongering and anti-immigrant rhetoric. While most Latinos live in California, Texas, and New York, there is a growing Latino demographic, even in Iowa, says Alma Gonzalez.
You can find Latinos in West Des Moines, Ankeny, everything that's around, you can find Latinos.
Joe Henry is with LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens in Des Moines. The group is busy trying to get out the Latino vote.
Most of the caucus-goers and prior caucuses are 45 and older and white. So this is going to be interesting because we're going to have a lot of young Latinos participating in the caucuses.
Meanwhile, Pew Research has done a study which found that a record number of Hispanic voters could head to the polls in November, topping the 11.2 million who voted in 2012. But the problem is that Hispanic millennials, the ones who are driving growth in the population of Hispanic eligible voters, will keep turnout low. That's because a majority of Hispanics, 52%, are too young to vote or are not U.S. citizens. However, Pew researchers predict Hispanic voters as a percentage of all voters will grow to nearly 12% this year. That pulls almost even with black voters, who comprise about 12.4% of all voters nationwide.
We are the 99%! We are the 99%!
In New York this weekend, there was a large turnout to show support for Bernie Sanders. It was reminiscent of the Occupy Wall Street marches in the financial district. Led by millennials for Bernie, thousands marched chanting, "Feel the burn." In international news, critical peace talks on Syria are finally underway in Geneva. This after opposition groups called the High Negotiations Committee delayed the talks. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry says Syria is an unfolding humanitarian crisis. He appealed to both sides on Sunday to seize the opportunity for serious negotiations because the humanitarian crisis there grows worse by the day.
Less than 1%, one person in 100. One area in 100 of the besieged population of Syria received food aid in all of 2015. And we are not just talking about remote, hard-to-reach areas. The town of Madaya is just an hour's drive from Damascus. And yet, in recent months, its people have been reduced to eating grass and leaves. How has the regime and the militias that support it responded? By planting landmines and erecting barbed wire to keep relief workers out. This weekend, we heard reports that another 16 people in the town have died due to starvation amid the bitter winter's cold. Other residents have been described as walking skeletons. And the tragedy in Madaya is far from the only case. Overall, since the beginning of last year, the Syrian regime has received 113 requests from the United Nations to deliver humanitarian aid. Astonishingly, just 13 of these requests have been approved and implemented.
Kerry says the UN Security Council has created a framework for an end to the conflict in Syria by embracing a ceasefire, humanitarian access throughout the country, a transition process, and elections within 18 months. In other news, the mosquito-borne Zika virus has been identified in 9 New Yorkers. They recently returned from countries where the virus is actively being transmitted. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued travel warnings for pregnant women in countries mostly in Latin America and the Caribbean. New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker will host a forum today to discuss reducing the risk of spreading the Zika virus. The virus has been linked with microcephaly, which can leave affected newborns with unusually small heads and abnormal brain development. State health officials say they'll closely monitor mosquitoes when the weather warms. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.